This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Hours after the Dallas County Sheriff yesterday announced the jail's first positive COVID-19 case, came word of 5 inmates testing positive. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more.
The first diagnosed case was a man in his 40s who'd been in custody since December. That means he likely contracted the disease from another person in the jail. 51 people were locked in the same housing unit. 4 who showed symptoms of COVID-19 were quarantined and later tested positive. Others are now being tested. Last night, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins sought to reassure people with family members in the county jail.
We prepared for this eventuality weeks ago, and your family members are receiving, those who are sick are receiving excellent care, and those who are not sick are receiving good separation.
Jenkins says those known to have been exposed to the respiratory virus have been separated from the other nearly 6,000 inmates. Social justice organizations have been raising concerns about the potential for an outbreak in the jail and called for the release of vulnerable inmates. National data shows people in jail have higher rates of chronic health conditions, putting them at higher risk of serious illness from COVID-19. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.